Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Good morning, Kirsten. How's it going?
Good morning. Good. Our storm that we had has passed, right?
Yeah. We've had a couple of crazy nights of weather, haven't we?
I know. I hope everyone was dry and good. I'm good, but yeah, I hope everyone else survived before I say it wasn't that bad.
Oh, it's totally fine. No, yeah. Now, this morning we've got a fantastic genre of music, soca.
Yeah, so that's going to warm everybody up too. And it's just such a great story, such had such global success. So to tell the story, I guess I have to first mention another genre. I hate having to do that. Called Calypso. So this is all from the region of the Caribbean, which is such a mixture region of the indigenous people, African slaves, and then, as we're going to see with soca, Indian indentured servants as well, sort of mix of flavors. But Calypso was one of the musics from the region then, and it kind of popped into the American charts with like the Banana Boat song in like the 40s, but then soca is more like a more modern 1970s onward version that has more reggae influence, Latin influence. So it's just all this big long string from this area of the Caribbean. And so you'll recognize probably this first song we're gonna play from 1982, Hot, Hot, Hot.
Oh, that's such an 80s little bass sound, eh?
Yes.
1980.
This is a great song, Kirsten.
Olé, 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 olé. Olé, 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 olé. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Is it Weekend at Bernie's?
Oh, it's been in so many movies, yeah, and it's been in Family Guy. No, but there's also different covers of it.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's just made such a big splash. And I guess that was the same with these old Calypso songs. You know, like, it's such a specific genre to its place, but then kind of leaks out into this sort of global consciousness. And this song, definitely. Now, fun facts. Doing the research for this, he's actually from a small island in the Caribbean called Montserrat, which had a lot of Irish people, and it's supposed to look like Ireland. Like, I don't think I'd ever heard of it until this morning. But so there's multiple, it's considered a Trinidad music, mm-hmm. but some of these artists today, there's multiple of the islands in the region that do the style now.
This song just conjures like crystal clear waters, white sand beach, palm trees.
And it should. But the other thing it can conjure is these carnivals that they have. Big spectacles and, it's like a people that really get behind their music, you know?
I mean, what role does soca play in, as you mentioned, like the celebration of carnival?
Well, they have, as we're going to see in some of the next artists, they have these big competitions called the Monarch Festivals. And so some of these artists will have won these festivals and people performing at them, but then they also have their own music awards, Caribbean Music Awards. So it's just like its own sort of, musical hot spot space where it's just so much rich tradition coming out of these little tiny islands, but they've had such a historical confluence of human beings going through there.
Yes. I feel like there's also a bit of like social, political, and economic commentary that's quite often sits within soca.
Well, yeah, because especially Calypso back in the day was very much social commentary. Because they use patois, they can, disguise what they're talking about. Like, I didn't know that the old Calypso song Rum and Coca-Cola was about it was anti-colonial and anti-prostitution of the region. And it was like covered by the Andrews sisters in the 1930s, White Ladies, Rum and Coca-Cola. Yeah, so able to put a lot of political commentary into these, you know, happy songs, but using metaphor and their local patois. So clever.
Just going to creep into this next one. My Mind, My Business.
Yeah.
When's this one from?
This is 1921. Patrice Roberts. Drink water and mind my business. I go drink water and mind my business. Mind my business. Drink water and mind my business. Who me? I don't watch people, man. I looking for house and land. Who me? I don't watch people things. I's a queen.
So how would you say soca interacts with the other genres of the region, like calypso, dancehall, and reggae?
Well, yeah, it very much absorbs them and gets and brings, you know, the influence, you know, they all influence each other. So I guess, you know, people aren't as strict, you know, like what is and what isn't, like fluid boundaries, but yet still very recognizable enough that this isn't calypso. In fact, I was just reading about in the Caribbean Music Awards, they were trying to have two soca categories, groovy, which was slower, but underneath 135 BPMs or whatever. But the lines were so fluid in the end, they had to go back to one, which is a shame, you know, because they'd like to give it more awards. And then, even because there's Indian communities, especially in Trinidad, it gets influenced by Bollywood.
Bollywood. So, yes.
And another music that's come out of that region, maybe we'll have to do it sometime, is called chutney, which is the more Indian style, I mean, yeah, of from this region. There is a chutney soca. I remember seeing a documentary a couple of years ago on chutney soca.
You're kind of answering my next question there. If we want to further dig on that one, how would you say the evolution of soca music has been influenced by global music trends?
Well, I mean, it doesn't even have to be global, because like just their region is such a global nexus of, you know, people in and out, the indigenous people, obviously the African people. If you look on a map, especially Trinidad, they're really close to South America.
Yes, you know? Yes.
And they're on the edge of the Caribbean, the Atlantic. Actually, I don't know much about the ocean. I wonder what it's like when these oceans kind of, you know, blend. And so, like, this guy from St. Vincent, so this is Skinny Fabulous.
Skinny Fabulous? My name.
Yeah, I'm going to change my name to Skinny Fabulous. But, so he's from St. Vincent and Grenadine, and that area's got like 30 plus islands, and you know, was known for coffee, sugar, and indigo. But yeah, it's just this kind of nexus of, I guess, you know, you think about the Caribbean, you know, Columbus got there. Now, this is where Columbus actually went, because he didn't actually touch land on what you call the United States. So that's from 1400, so like hundreds of years of this sort of all sorts of people going there, Spanish, Portuguese, Dutch. So like it already came international, I guess, but yet so local. But yeah, then, you know, still sort of pops around the rest of the world and influences our music because, well, like I said, like calypso has been in American pop since the 30s. So even American pop going back there and influencing them, it's already has Caribbean in it, you know, like even hip hop is Caribbean. You know, some people think that's where rap came from. So, like, if they get influenced by hip hop, are they influenced by a foreign thing? No. You know, this guy's won the Soca Monarch competition a number of times. He's big dude, the Skinny Fabulous. But I guess you can hear like hot, hot, hot. It's very much imploring you to get up and dance. You know what I mean? It's that call to the audience. I just call and response. You know, hip hop has that as well. It's very live.
Very live.
Actually, I like these drums. Sounds like they're just banging on a trash can. You know, they're just so they just punch.
Oh, what a great genre to dig into on a Friday morning, Kirsten.
I don't know. It seems a bit early for it. I'm all awake.
It feels like I got my day started, though.
Well, I hope it's made everybody's house feel warmer.
Yes, certainly has. Hey, Kirsten Zemke, thank you very much for chatting to us this morning. We'll look forward to speaking with you next Friday.
All right. Bye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.